Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A court-appointed special advocate, or CASA, serves a unique role with the judicial system of Northeast Louisiana. These volunteers assist in locating a home and providing stability for children involved in the legal process. On Monday, a benefit concert helps raise funds for the CASA program. Adam McDonald is a community development coordinator with the organization and joins me by phone. Adam, good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this concert coming up Monday. It's being hosted by a well-recognized name.
That's correct. It's actually called Willie's Duck Jam, and it's in partnered with the Willie's Duck Diner in West Monroe, which is, of course, owned by Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty and Duck Commander fame. So we're very happy and very blessed to be able to be a part of that, and we're looking forward to it. Yeah, so it's going to be a great concert. There are going to be two local bands playing. You know, all the proceeds go to CASA of Northeast Louisiana to help us continue to train and find more volunteers for children in the foster care system. So we're very excited about it.
It is an inaugural event, if you will. How did Willie become involved with doing an event like this?
Well, yes. His restaurant is actually managed by a couple, Brenda and Bucky Newell. Mm-hmm. And Miss Brenda Newell, she used to be a CASA volunteer with our program and with the restaurant and all the things on her plate. She was unable to continue volunteering, but she got, you know, this idea. She had talked with Willie, and it all kind of came together. And luckily, we were able to be the beneficiary of it. So we're very excited that they're able to give back in that way, and you know, we're looking forward to it.
Of course, with CASA reaching out, so many volunteers across the area, but there is still the need for more. There's a good deal of collaboration that goes on with the entire, whether it be judicial system, the court-appointed advocates. Tell us about who does an advocate work with in this program?
Absolutely. Well, when a CASA advocate, when someone comes to us wanting to be an advocate, we train them, and afterwards they become a court-appointed special advocate. They're actually sworn in by the judge, so they act as an officer of the court. But with that, you're very collaborative with all the players in the child's case. You work with the Department of Child and Family Services, the social worker that is assigned to the child. You can speak with teachers, foster parents, anyone involved in that child's life to get the clearest picture of what is going on with that child, and you can report that back to the judge. That way he or she has the most information available to make the decision on what should happen with this child. But, you know, there are several ways for a CASA to impact a child's life, whether it be advocating that they need educational tutoring or that they might have a medical need that has gone unseen that you can advocate that be taken care of. So there are a lot of ways you can impact a child's life as a CASA volunteer.
Do you necessarily, Adam, need to know about the legal system in order to serve?
Absolutely not. Actually, that is a concern of a lot of people when they hear court in the title of our program, but there's no court experience, no legal experience required. We will train you and guide you through the process. Once you've gone through the four-week training and you have been sworn in, you know, we have a group of advocate supervisors who are our staff members who guide you throughout the process. So they're there to help you answer questions and to, you know, show you how to write the court reports and to just basically be with you every step of the way through that process.
Now, you mentioned guiding you through the process, and also staying with the process is another important item that advocates stay with a case through resolution. Why so?
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of the children we work with, they've already been through a lot by the time, you know, they've come to our program. So they may have been in two or three different foster homes, two or three different schools. They don't have a lot of adult contact. They don't have an adult that they can really trust because they've already been pulled from their home of origin. So, you know, as a CASA volunteer, if you can stick with that child and you can show them that you are there and you care for them, that can give them a level of hope that they've never had before. And when we have, you know, volunteers who are able to stick with that child through the end of the case, through them finding a safe and permanent home, it can make all the difference in the world for a child.
I mentioned there was a need. Let's take a look at that for a moment. Caseload versus volunteers. How does that stack up?
Absolutely. Well, currently we're serving about 275 children with about 130 volunteers across Northeast Louisiana. We serve an 11 parish area, and there is a need in every parish across Northeast Louisiana. And the reason there's a little bit of disparity there is because sometimes a volunteer will advocate for a sibling group. So you may have three or four children that are all in the same sibling group, and they will have the same advocate. But in addition to those that we're currently serving, we have about 100 children who are currently in need of a CASA volunteer across the region. And so we're definitely wanting to get the word out about that. We have trainings actually going in about in all of our regions right now. Here in Monroe, we've started two trainings. We're training about 20 people right now, but the need is more. We have a training starting in the Rabel area in a couple of weeks, one starting in Ruston, Farmerville area in a couple of weeks, one in Columbia. So the need is definitely region-wide, and you know, we're always looking for people who want to be a voice for children.
Your experience and satisfaction in working in this program?
Yes. I mean, it is one of the most rewarding things. I hear from the volunteers, you know, all the time that they thought they were going to go in and make a difference, and they did. But not only did they help change a child's life, it changed their life as well. It brought them a new perspective, and it made them see things in a way they didn't before. And just knowing that you were able to, you know, to help a child in some way along their path, it can be very rewarding for the volunteer. And, you know, we tell our volunteers there may be sometimes you may not know at the moment the impact that you're making, but we always heard stories of after the fact. It may be 5-6 years after a case has ended, and they see that child in Walmart or in the grocery store, and they run up to them and they tell them how they're doing now. And it's just, I mean, you know, it's something that you can maybe not know at the exact moment, but you can help turn a child's life around by letting them see that there is another way, that they don't have to be stuck in that cycle of abuse and neglect that they grew up in.
Well, Willie's Duck Jam comes up this Monday afternoon. What time does it get underway, and how can you find out more about attending?
Sure. The show starts at 6:30. There are going to be two local bands, the Trinity River Band. They're a bluegrass act, and also going to have the Reactors, who play some classic rock. So a little bit of something for everyone. There is going to be a special guest appearance by Willie Robertson. So that'll be great for fans of the show. The show starts again at 6:30. It's in the parking lot of Willie's Duck Diner on Constitution Drive in West Monroe, just down from Academy Sports and Outdoors. The cost is $5 per person, and you know, and they're also asking people to bring a lawn chair because it is going to be in the parking lot. So bring your own seating, $5 per person, and concessions will be available as well to purchase. But all the proceeds of your $5 entry fee go to CASA of Northeast Louisiana.
Adam McDonald is Community Development Coordinator with CASA. Adam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.